It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. Up in the studio, we have Tom and Cass from Audrey's Dance. They're here for My Morning Mixtape. They're also going to be playing at Moth Festival this weekend at Cassette 9. How are you two doing today?
Hello, we're good.
Yep.
Didn't get caught in the horrible weather out there, I hope.
We took a little stroll through Albert Park, actually. It was beautiful.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's always good, isn't it? When the rain clears and it's nice and shiny everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you guys been up to first up with Audrey's Dance? What have you been working on recently?
There's an EP pretty much ready to drop, which we made last summer in our friend's barn up north. And it's actually the only reason we haven't released it probably is because one of our members spent about 3 or 4 months in South America dodging winter. And so that's kind of been what we've done. We haven't played any shows because he's been away, but we've been busy recording.
And he's back now, and now you're ready to start getting
we're
back into the
rock.
Show game.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you've chosen 3 songs, like we do every week, and how did you pick these out? Is there an overlying theme, or did you pick them out one per member kind of thing? Some people do that.
Yeah, kind of one per member. Like, I picked one, you picked one, Tom, and then...
We punished our member who'd been overseas by picking his... ourselves.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. You've been away. We can choose your one.
Yeah. But also when we first started the band, we made like a compilation of songs that were inspiring us. And so we kind of picked them off that.
Oh, that's
off
nice.
That playlist.
Yeah.
So it was quite easy actually.
So has the playlist that you made then, has the music that you made sort of reflect what you were kind of going for in the playlist?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the, that we chose the playlist well over what the music we intended to make. Definitely, yeah. There is kind of a brief for our band as far as like we know what we're attempting to do.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's nice that you're all on the same page and stuff. That's a good. It's a good exercise to do actually. To have like you make a playlist. Everybody throws in the songs of what they think they want the band to sound like, and you can kind of all meet in the middle, I guess.
Yeah, and they're not song written in a traditional sort of sense with a guitar or anything like that. So it's not as though they're outpourings of someone's emotions or like their. They are more constructed, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Who chose this first one, Kraftwerk?
The Model, I chose that one. When we first, I think at our first gig, we didn't have many songs, and so we ended up playing this Kraftwerk mega mix. It was kind of like a medley of like 3 different Kraftwerk songs.
Awesome.
And this was one of them, and we still play this song, so... It's still
in the repertoire.
It's still in the repertoire, yeah. And it's just a really good song. Each part is just very strong, like the bass line and the melody. And yeah, it's just really clear songwriting and...
just an all-time fave.
Yeah.
Awesome. Should we give it a listen?
Yeah.
Cool.
Like
Went straight into that second one. How do you pronounce it, Tom? You chose that one, right?
Todd Tej's song Strandbar off a really baller record.
Yeah, you were telling me that it's one that I need to listen to.
So. Yeah, it certainly is a cool record, really fruity and colourful.
Awesome. And you said it was from last year, right? Which is a bit of a contrast to the Kraftwerk one, which came out.
I'd even say it could have even been more, maybe 16. I'm not sure. Maybe Spotify told you. It's definitely been around for a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's feeling new.
Along the same time that Finn and Cass had been blissing out about Kraftwerk, that was the record that I was probably listening to a lot at the same time, yeah.
Oh, awesome. So you guys have a show, your first show after a wee while, a bit of a break, like you were saying before. How long has it been since your last show?
Oh God,
8 months, six months,
a long time. Yeah.
A long time. So you're excited to get back up and
we are.
And
we
play
have
some new songs.
We also have a very secret weapon that we will be revealing.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. So yeah, there's a new element.
We've turned it up to 11.
Oh yeah.
In some way.
110%.
Yeah.
And give us an idea of what the live show does look like for people that haven't seen you before or don't know your music.
I do a lot of the drum sequencing and sing and play vocoder and just play a big sort of mini Moog and kind of makes squelch noises. Cass plays lots of the bass lines, does a bunch of singing as well and some percussion.
Yeah, on synth bass.
Awesome.
And then Finn plays vibraphone and trumpet and synth. So it's kind of a mixture between something that's like a little bit drum sequenced and produced and then something that's really live, like vibraphone, like trumpet.
Cool. And Moth Festival, it's going to be the first time that this is happening at Cassette 9, two nights, Friday and Saturday. What night are you guys playing on?
Saturday.
Saturday, awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about Moth Festival? I'm fairly not too sure about what's going on, but
it
looks like a great lineup and new. Do you know who's organising it?
Yeah, the Noise Floor.
Glinda?
Yeah.
I think so I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, and there's going to be... art installations by Torch, who is like a lighting artist, and there'll be two different stages, over two nights. There's a brand new PA in Cassette, so
it'll be extra crispy.
Yeah, so try that.
Extra
out.
Chunky.
It's gonna sound fat, and it's just the usual $10 on the door.
Perfect.
Yeah, which is mega bargain.
It's cool to see those kind of independent festivals starting to happen more and more around the country, which is really awesome.
Bob Frisby's, I know, is one of the curators, and I think he'd contacted us because he'd enjoyed a set of ours, and we're definitely like, we're going to bring a little bit of party action.
Bring the party
action. That's the vibe
party.
Of the music.
You want to bring the party, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's get on to this last track. This is the one that you chose together instead of the third member getting one.
Yeah.
I'm going to start on it because it is a long one. How did you pick this one out?
Well, this was also on the playlist, so it has also inspired us. It probably plays more into our kind of jammy DIY part of the band. It's really fun, so a lot of our songs are like...
This is a very fun song.
Yeah,
more emphasis on fruity, upbeat stuff. And I reckon, especially our EP, which actually hasn't been released, so this is just for the future ears. But yeah, it's like kind of like shares a bit of the characteristic. It seems quite handmade. It's definitely, we recorded in a barn. There's lots of kind of like weird, wonky noise built in. It's not as slick as Todd Tej record. Mm. So it's come from a different process.
Kind of fun and nice, and you kind of do it as you go along, kind of character. It's got character.
Absolutely.
Probably a bit more like improvised.
It probably falls between the two, our music.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for coming up. I've loved the tracks that you've chosen. It gives me a good idea of what to expect this weekend.
Thanks,
awesome.
Anton.
Thank you. No money, no money, no money, no money, no money.
conscience? Do you have your conscience? There's no money, no money, no money, no money, no money. We should buy your name. I have my conscience. I have my conscience. And no money, no money, no money, no money, no money can buy my name. Good name is better.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.